It's the radio show that likes to sing.
Harley's a feminist.
I'm on brand. Hosted by two of the hardest working people in showbiz.
I do have a book. Try Hard, Tales from the Life of a Needy Overachiever. What are you doing for... What are you doing?
This is...
Happy Tuesday morning, Sydney, you sweaty hot messes.
G'day, Sydney.
Oh, we're promising a cool change this Arvo. In fact, we're making Gogs, yep, our newsreader, ring the Bureau of Meteorology and get the exact time. I don't want to it might come through later. I want an exact...
We got the exact time.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm onto it.
We're actually making it happen.
Gogs.
Yeah, onto it. Don't you guys worry. We need to know.
I want a time where I know that Sydney can lift their armpits collectively. And just get it, just a nice, cool sea breeze.
Good idea, because we don't want the whiff of the BO, so that's
no.
a good idea.
Yep. Oh, there's don't wear grey today. Oh, that would be a disaster.
Do not wear grey mail.
Hey, Gogs, we did hear like 9 million accidents going on, and it's chaos. What's going on?
It's not good this morning. Yeah, so this main one we've got going is on the M1. So it's for people that are heading northbound after this truck slammed into the rock wall. It burst into flames. We understand that it is still on fire at the moment, so there's emergency crews obviously on the scene trying to put it out at Brooklyn there. So queues already banked up around 12K, and as you can imagine, obviously a massive cleanup operation. We're still trying to get word on the driver to make sure what is happening there. So we'll absolutely keep you updated with that one.
And what about on the M5?
On the M5, also horrific. So we're hearing six cars and a truck have collided at Moorbank. So at the moment, we've got delays there of about 6K. So it's obviously going to be an awful morning out there on the road. So look, slow down, take it easy. And if there are emergency services out there, let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And just be patient.
And don't worry, if you're caught in your car, we're going to keep you company.
We will say things that will entertain you.
Allegedly.
And also, Em, you don't even know this, but your favourite Mariah Carey, Mimi.
What?
She has a brand new song out. I believe Benny has a little grab of that. Yeah. Just lampooning you with this sound that is the first time that you're going to hear it, mate.
How did you get this?
She's released a little sample. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All quiet.
Oh my god.
There you go. These are the things I do for you.
I can't believe you broke meaning you. I hope James Packer's listening, crying into his Weet-Bix right now on his yacht. Because you're missing all that. You're missing Mimi. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why didn't we do that later on in the show?
I didn't even know what was happening. Sarah just took me to the kitchen and said, do this at the opener. I'm like, I don't know.
We could have done the whole 8 o'clock hour leading up to that release. I could have learned the words. God damn it. All right. Well, God, it's all his accidents. There's Mimi. It's a big show. You're stuck in your car. It's all right. We're here. I don't know if they feel reassured or terrified now. See, Oh, it's the Em Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. We're going for a top of about 52 degrees.
About 52.
Yeah, with a cool change coming through this afternoon.
It'll be snowing by the afternoon.
Definitely. Don't. We're not weather experts.
If you're stuck in traffic, you're lucky to have us with you.
But it's tops of 37 in the city and 39 in the west.
Yes, but...
And a total 5.
I feel like when you get over 35, no one cares.
No,
it's like, it's just hot.
Yeah.
And then when you get into the 40s, you want to know in case we've broke... I think Sydney's about to break a record too, so well done.
Yeah.
That's great. It's time to do this. What's the superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to Exitel, we also have for the winner of What's the Superior, the call we deem the best. You get to see the amazing lion dancing and experience Chinese New Year this weekend at Luna Park, lunaparksydney.com, 131060 Sydney. You know how this works.
Yep.
What's the Superior?
What is it?
Spice Girl.
The Superior Spice Girl.
Which Spice Girl is numero uno? Who is number one in your mind? Is it Jerry? Is it Baby? Is it Posh? Is it Ginger? Is it Sporty? Oh, I said Ginger
Isn't
and Jerry
and
twice.
Ginger,
just try again. Is it Ginger?
I don't even know what
is
I'm talking
it Baby?
About.
Is it Sporty? Is it Posh? There's only four, isn't there?
No, there's five.
Who have I forgotten?
Scary.
Scary. Who's the superior
ginger baby, sporty, posh, scary.
Good. That's a good thing for you to know.
Ooh, oh, that'll get me in life.
For me, Ginger, 100%, all the way. She's a hot mess. She left the band, tried to have a solo career.
Didn't work.
If I could go back in time and yell, Jerry, in 1996,
don't leave.
She, but for me, is the superior Spice Girl. But then as a musician, I'm torn on not saying the only one who can sing, which is Sporty.
Oh, Sporty the singer.
The only one who can sing is Mel C. Let's be honest. The rest of them attempted. Well done, girls. But Melanie C would always take the high lines and the licks, and she was very impressive.
Who has the worst career now?
Baby. What's Baby doing with their life? Like,
ruined a few episodes of Ab Fab with terrible acting.
Oh. Well, she's off the list.
Baby was cute. She was cute. I mean, they all had their virtues.
I'd go Ginger.
Yeah, you like a redhead, though.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't really care about any of her other qualities.
No.
Do you remember she did It's Raining Men?
Yes, I liked that film clip.
Yeah.
It really spoke to me.
Did it?
It's raining men, is it?
Yeah, it is. She just had a baby.
Good on her.
She just had some twins, even.
Ah, well done.
I could have whacked an extra baby in her uterus then, but I'm pretty sure she just had twins. And she married well.
She deserves to.
I'd say Posh probably came out the best financially.
She did very well.
Yeah, she's got her own clothing line.
She married a man with a higher pitched voice than her.
I know, but still, you'd let him. Is that sexist?
No. Nope.
Okay, great. So, look, obviously there's a lot to talk about with the Spice Girls. We both agree that Ginger's the best.
Yeah.
You just like her hair colour.
Yeah, I think it's a good hair colour. I just like Ginger Spice because it's the only spice.
Oh, my God.
The rest of...
Are you joking? That is not your reason because it's the only legitimate spice. You're the only legitimate Spice Girl because you're the only one I can use in cooking.
You're the only one that's an actual spice. The rest of you are ridiculous.
A baby spice would just be creepy. That's a natural incredible.
Baby
that's
spice.
No good. That's what witches use.
Yeah.
All right, 131060, we do have 4 tickets to give away to Luna Park. What is the superior Spice Girl, Sydney? We are doing What's a Superior Spice Girl.
Yeah, it's a big one, Sydney.
It's huge. Now let's
figure it out.
We're a radio station. Surely we have some Spice Girl music. Or something. If you want to be my lover, you gotta
get with my plan. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. I'm just a little bit confused here because this is during the time of my exodus from mainstream.
Harley grew up in a religious cult.
So I couldn't listen to all of this.
And
right?
didn't even know the Spice Girls was a thing because he missed the 90s.
And you, because even though we weren't allowed pop culture, we weren't allowed mainstream.
How did the Spice Girls leak through to...
You walk past shops. You walk in shopping centres.
You must have been so confused.
You're right? So if you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends. And I'm a virgin Christian from country Australia. I'm like, what goes on? Protect me, Jeebus. Protect me.
Oh, my God. They would have been like the devil.
Mm.
Yeah. 131060. 131060. Which Spice Girl is the best Spice Girl? And there's
Ginger.
Been... Ginger, you Ginger. Like Ginger for a ridiculous reason because it's the only one you can cook with.
Yeah.
I love Jerry because she's a big hot mess.
Mm.
She just didn't care. She was the roughest.
Yep.
She was the best. She tried to have a... I love anyone who attempts a solo career. Maybe some may argue she went a bit early. So Mel, Scary's doing okay. She's got her little Jenny Craig. She's got her weight loss thing going on.
She's a judge somewhere. On X Factor or something.
And Posh is a bazillionaire. Actually, I just remembered I'm in a one-sided fight with Mel C.
Are you?
Yes.
She's not fighting back.
No. She has just released a single, and guess what it's called? Versions of Me.
Versions of Get Out.
What?
She's totally ripped off my single title.
Mel C.
I just forgot that. I'm just sitting here thinking.
How are we doing if...
Why am I so angry with Mel C irrationally, and then I realise I'm in a feud with her that is one-sided? So
I'm disgusted, Mel C.
She ripped off my song title.
She's the only one that can sing.
Well, some may argue.
Orcs.
131060, who is the superior Spice Girl? Hello, Mazzy.
Hi, good morning.
Darling, who's the superior Spice Girl?
I love two of them, but Sporty is the mentor for activewear, and Scary Spice is for the voice.
Oh, she likes Scary for her voice yes. and Mel C for the active way.
Yeah, right.
That's great. Yeah, that's oh, I love that. Mel C could just turn up in trackies to work.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
Trackies and mascara and a
Didn't
bit of lip.
Did she just do that, though?
Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
She wore flats all the time. Yep. That annoyed me too. Hello, Sam.
Hello, how you going?
Good, my darling. Who's the superior Spice Girl?
Definitely Posh by an absolute long shot.
Oh, really?
Posh.
Why?
I don't even remember her singing.
Is it Beckham?
That's because she did the least and made the most. Who else gets to stand there and just look hot and pose and then make $1 billion and marry a hot man?
What an Australian comment.
I reckon I could
comment.
Say any Kardashian, but yeah, are you right?
But it's such an Aussie way to look at it. She did the least, made the most, she wins.
I don't know. She looks perpetually unhappy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
She doesn't just
she doesn't
smile.
Oh, I hate it. Don't tell women to smile. You're a feminist. You should not have said that.
We both said it at the same time.
Damn it. All right, let's give the tickets to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey.
4 tickets to Luna Park this weekend for Chinese New Year. You get to see the Chinese dragons. It's going to be awesome. LunaParkSydney.com.
And just quickly.
What?
So sorry. We just wanted to check Facebook because someone's come up with a really great suggestion for your Spice Girl name.
What is it?
You ready for this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it my own joke that I wrote?
No. Oh, is it?
If it's Anxiety Spice,
no,
yes.
No, it's, you ready? Old yes. Spice.
Old Spice. Hey, she is 28.
Thank you, Harley. Shut up, Christian Hull.
13 likes on that one.
Old Spice. Oh, 13 likes. Jeez, we're really kicking goals in the social media space, aren't we? Go, Em and Harley. Oh, goodness. We'll see you soon. You dropped yes. something off air, as you usually do. You guys, we have a planning meeting
before
the show.
We have a planning meeting, yep.
And Harley barely says a word.
Because it is hectic. It is flat out. Everyone's talking. I don't know how you come in with that energy. Like, do you wake up with that energy? Because I'm like a bit no-nos. And you're like, hello!
Yeah.
Like, this morning you turned in with a rainbow lanyard.
I gave you a present.
You gave me a rainbow lanyard.
Yeah.
It was all rainbows.
Yeah, and so you wait till everyone leaves the room, and then you say, oh, I'm a bit nervous. Big day today. I go, oh, God,
bit
here
mosh.
We go.
What's,
why are you being...
So my boy didn't go to school yesterday. His first day is today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And obviously I can't be there. It's not his first day of school ever. He's
no.
finished his first year
Grade
last
one.
Year. Grade one this year. Mm. And so my beautiful partner will be taking him to school.
Yes, but what's the part making you nervous?
Is that his mum would also like to be there. For his first day of school. So my girlfriend and ex-wife are in just a cluster mashup of life. Yeah, that's happening without me being there.
This, I have got such a thrill of adrenaline
Why
in my body right
do
now.
You relish?
I just love how uncomfortable you are. He's so nervous, Sydney. You don't understand. He's like, oh, God.
Well,
and you want to be there so bad. Like, I'm yeah. afraid I'm going to turn around at 8:15 and Harley's just going to be gone.
Yeah, I'm just leaving.
You want to provide some sort of buffer between your ex-wife and your current
yes,
girlfriend.
Yeah, that's generally what I try and do. And I'm a huge unit, so I just sort of try and stand in the middle of all that. There's no tension between
no
them,
tension.
By the way.
They You're the tension.
I'm the tension.
You're the tension.
It's the best that I'm not there, actually.
I'm
probably going to be fine.
Don't you know, like, what are you worried that they might start comparing notes?
I don't know.
Are you worried?
I don't know.
Are you worried one's going to go to the other? Oh,
well, I am now. Jesus, what if they become friends?
You know what?
I'm going to go.
Oh, my God. I hope they become best friends for life. I was like, what? Does that
Why
thing, when
do
Harley
that
does
sort
that
of
thing,
thing
with his
me?
Teeth, does that drive you? Yes, it does. And at night, yes, it does. I'm hoping they are comparing notes. In fact, if you two are listening now, I absolutely
yeah, that's
encourage
what's happening.
It. I encourage
my,
it.
My ex-wife tunes in every day.
Yes.
Doesn't miss a moment of the M. Ruggiero radio show with that bloke that I used to be married to.
That's an interesting point you bring up, because this feels like something we should have done in the 8 o'clock hour when all the mums are up with the kids. Well, you know, when we kind of pick and choose. We do stuff now that's, you know, a little bit more oriented toward people
to
who are
you,
up at this
I
time.
To you.
And then why aren't we doing this? Why are we doing this so early? It's like 6:28. It's almost like you're hoping they don't hear you talking about this. It's almost like...
That is not at all what it's like. You wanted to replace... I had a very funny little break to talk about me at the skate park with my kid, and that was going
to
be nice.
I'll be sending the link to the podcast to both
why
your...
Oh, I just send them?
Ex-partner and current partner. This has been more than I could ever hope for. I am so happy. It's the M. Russiano radio show with this guy who's in so much trouble when he gets home. Yay! Now, look, Carrie Bickmore, shift of gears. Gumtree is a place. Carrie Bickmore is able to jump between a story about, say, Iran into a puppy got caught in a tree.
Good on her.
And you don't even notice the gear shift. She's like, and it's terrible fighting in Iran. Now in news, a puppy has been. It's an amazing gear shift.
That is an incredible. I've noticed that in a lot of newsreaders to do that. I'm like, how do you do that?
But Bickmore does it brilliantly because the project goes from whimsical to serious very quickly.
Yeah.
So Gumtree's a place I do like to frequent just for the comedic value sometimes because it is a terrifying pit of urine-soaked mattresses and a guy named Boris looking for a harness and a mini tramp.
Yeah, there was a mattress. Awesome.
Thank you for stopping. Thanks for actually listening to what I said.
I
know. Sometimes. Yes.
What? Who are you?
Gumtree is it's terrible.
Well, a lady I don't know if she successfully sold her mattress that she'd home birthed on.
Oh, good Lord.
And yeah.
With bonus afterbirth.
She said that. She goes with the beautiful marks of birth. I'm like,
and if you listen really closely, you'll hear my placenta.
I'm like, so beautiful, you want it out of your house.
Yeah. Yeah, so Gumtree is, look, it's fun. but Gumtree has provided something that has captured the imagination of Australia and indeed my own. A guy named Ray Johnston, he's in his late 110s.
Yeah.
He's a very elderly gentleman. He's from Adelaide and he's a widowed pensioner and he's keen to find himself a mate to go fishing with and split the cost.
Oh, Ray.
Here's the ad. This is what he wrote. My name is Ray Johnston. I'm Australian. I'm a widowed pensioner who's looking for a fishing mate. My previous mate is now deceased. What I want is a fishing mate in a similar position to myself who also wants someone to go fishing with. I'm willing to share all costs, including petrol, bait, and should you happen to own a boat, I am willing to pay all ramp fees, but happy if you're also a land-based fisherman.
Oh, bloody Ray.
If you're interested, contact me to arrange a meeting to see if we could get along with each other.
Listen,
No, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
It gets worse so much.
M's taking up fishing.
Under the bit where you have to write the condition of the item that he'll be putting up for sale, he's written that he's used.
He's used. Hey, listen, I don't like fishing, never have. Don't imagine I ever will, but I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm getting on a plane. I'm flying to Adelaide.
I just want to track him down and go fishing with him.
Yeah, I'll go fishing with Ray.
I just love him so much, but I can tell you I have some good news.
What's happened?
He's found himself a fishing buddy.
Oh.
He's a local, and they're going to meet up this week.
Oh, Ray. Congratulations, Ray.
Woo. I'm just thinking about him sitting there thinking about what condition he should pick. You know, he had to sit there and think, am I brand new or am I used? That's just the bit that's...
Oh, he's you. I saw his profile picture. He's used.
He's wearing an Australia jacket and he's looking down and he looks 1,000. And Ray, good luck, mate.
Good on you, Ray.
Catch a big one. Then in 1060, straight off the bat, did someone propose to you and you said yes, but you wanted to say no?
Yes.
Just like you were in a situation, you were under pressure or you felt bad, someone popped the question and will you marry me? And your mind and heart were screaming no and you said yes. Or perhaps later on you wished you'd said no. This comes up. Because a friend of mine was at the Roger Federer match last week with her sister. And they were sitting in the crowd.
Round four or something.
They were sitting in the crowd. And all of a sudden the cameras are on them. And you can see this footage on YouTube. The cameras are on them. And the guy, my friend's sister's boyfriend, got on one knee, the cameras, during the Federer match, and proposed.
Right. Oh.
And she said yes, and she wanted to say yes. I'm not saying she didn't. And then they were invited down to Federer's box.
Great.
And it was all put on. They had champagne. Worth it. But when Simone was telling me this, I'm like, oh, my God, this is a situation that you've got to say yes.
Yeah.
If you're on the big screen at Roger Federer's game and then you're meeting the Fed Express...
Well, can I just say, you don't have to say yes, because that's not how consent works.
But it's
you can say no.
It's no one's...
Lot of pressure.
No one's going to say no.
Lot of pressure.
You've got the entire court looking at you. Federer's looking... I mean, what's Federer going to think of you if you say no? And you'd also have to be fairly confident if you're the person asking. Don't you think?
Yeah. I think so. Look, I don't want to judge anyone for a public proposal, but I'm always a little bit skeptical.
Has this happened to you?
I was proposed too. That went well.
Really?
How'd that marriage end, Harley? Oh, it ended.
So you were proposed to?
Yes.
And at the time, did you want to say no, but you said...
Well, we were currently having a fight, so yeah.
So why did you...
I was
you
a bit angry.
Why did you say yes?
I don't know. I
were you frightened? Is this because you're in the cult?
No.
Did you rush into it because...
No, not at all. No, I'd left. No, I'd left the cult by then.
So you, at the time...
Look, at the time, not to undersell...
You're already in trouble. You're already divorced. Don't worry about it. The marriage ended. Spoiler alert.
The truth of it is, at that time in my life, if someone had said to me, hey, do you want to go for a drive to Sydney? And at that stage, I was in Brisbane or Melbourne. I was sort of in between those places. I would have gone, yeah, why not?
So, terrific. So she caught you at a weak moment.
So she's like, hey, do you want to get married? I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing anything on Sunday.
So when she says to you, do you want to get married?
Oh, go on then.
And your brain was saying, no. You said yes.
I don't know if exactly like that, but we did. It was at least it wasn't in public. So you look at public proposals and you're like, whew.
Well, this is, I'm sure, look, I don't know if this has ever happened. I don't know, maybe you've heard of it happening. But 131060, I'm really keen to talk to someone who was proposed to and at the time said yes, but really wanted to say no.
And then, well, maybe had to change it later.
Oh, do you think?
In private.
Well, that's what you do. If someone proposes to you in public, I think you say yes and then you get backstage and you go, dude, that was not cool. I am not marrying you.
Do not propose to me in public.
Don't ever do that again.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, totally. Were you proposed to or know someone who was proposed to and they someone said yes but really wished they'd said no?
And they were under pressure. Under pressure.
Yeah, this is off of the back of a friend of mine's sister was proposed to at the Roger Federer game last week on the big screen. She said yes.
Yeah.
And then they were taken into the box. It's a big, everyone knows, there's articles about it. And I just felt, and she wanted to say yes, and that's great. That's worked out. But so I just felt, the first thing in my mind was, oh my God, imagine if you weren't sure.
Well, it's literally coercion. It's coercion.
I don't know if she's going to say yes. So let's put her in front of a million people.
In a situation that she feels uncomfortable and is forced to say yes. This is an issue of consent and free agreement.
I could adopt that approach with actually everything.
Everything you need to do.
I want to ask my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good
idea.
Just
put him in a public sphere.
Take it.
Get down on bended knee.
Spies have been doing that for years. Take him to a public place.
That's
drop
right.
bad news. They can't react.
That's right.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're looking for these stories on 131060 of when you said yes. But
I love that you found a way for this to benefit you.
Have we just met? Every angle in my life is finding ways for things to benefit me.
This is good.
Are you joking?
We can film you just in day-to-day life.
We already do. There's two cameras
on me
right now.
You're on camera all the time. Is this how I'm even here?
I've got to start.
I don't even remember saying yes to this.
Oh, my God.
How did I get in here?
Harley, do you want to be on the radio show?
I wake up and forget everything every morning in the boot of a Range Rover.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have one of those.
Oh.
Hello, Sharon in Windsor.
Hi, how are you?
You're a brave lady. Tell me everything from the start. Don't leave a detail out.
Okay, well, we've been going out for 12 months.
Yeah.
And I did say to my partner, I want you to organise something special for our first anniversary together. Anyway, so we went to a resort in Queensland where they are. Anyway, we're sitting by the pool and I've noticed that they're decorating this cabana. There's flowers, there's candles. And I was like going, oh my God. And I said to the waiter, oh, what's happening over there? He goes, oh, someone's getting proposed to there tonight. So I say to my partner, oh, how exciting would that be? Someone's going to get proposed to here tonight, not knowing it was going to be me. Anyway, so when we go to dinner, we go to the bar to have a drink. Then the manager comes up to me and says, oh, madam, will you come with me? I want to show you something. Well, he takes me to the cabana. So straight away, I go, oh, my God. I start crying with anxiety because I know I don't want to get engaged. Anyway, as soon as we sit down, He brings the ring out. He goes, well, you know why we're here. Anyway, and then I was like saying, oh, can we just make it a commitment ring and then later we'll change it to an engagement ring? He said, no. Then the waiter comes and sort of said, mademoiselle, what is your answer? And I went, oh, yes. So then the whole resort was in on it, so everyone's congratulating. He puts it on Facebook that we've just got engaged. And I was ringing, you know, ring your friends, and they're all, I'm going, oh, my God, I don't want to do this. So anyway, the next day I couldn't stop crying because I had so much anxiety, and I had to break it off.
Must have been
so
it.
Oh, you broke it off, 24-hour engagement. You're like 24 hours,
and I had to give this beautiful ring back as well.
And did the relationship survive? It didn't, did it?
No. No, we were in Queensland, so I had to fly back the next day. So I was only there for a day. Mm. He came back and collected all his things and even asked me for this coffee machine that he bought me for Christmas back.
Oh, well, Sharon, you did right to get rid of that bloke.
Oh, God. That's elaborate. That is when you see the cabana. Ooh, someone's getting proposed to you. That's terrific. I hope I can catch that later.
I really feel for that guy, though. Like, I'm no judgment on you, Sharon, but she said to him, I want something special.
Yeah, but that
on
doesn't
my
mean...
year anniversary.
Yeah, but...
it's been a year. It's not quick. And then he's like, "Oh, I don't know. I want something special. Hang I on. Know what I'll do. I'll propose." The poor bloke.
Hang on, Christian boy. A year is not long enough to marry someone. Maybe in your circles when you're desperately trying to have
right.
sex. But
a year's all right.
I think
you can propose after a year.
I think she meant I'd like a nice cake for dessert, not a lifelong commitment.
I don't know that that's something special. That's that's
know,
a treat.
I know you're it's in a not... cult and something special means marriage, but come on.
No, I think it is fine.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, a year's all right.
How long were you dating your current partner before you had a baby?
It's nearly 2 years.
Say the truth, please.
It's a year and a half.
And again?
It's a year and a half. It's true. It's a year and a half.
That answers itself. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
What happened? Tell me everything from the beginning. Don't leave anything
out. Oh, it was crazy. 3 years ago, yes, I was dating a guy for about a year, and then we went shopping, and he went into a jewellery store to get himself some jewellery, and he pulled out a ring in front of everybody and sort of got down on one knee and asked me to marry him, and I was sort of horrified and put on the spot, so I said yes, and then a week later I ended it and gave him the ring back, and
how
I haven't
long...
spoken to him since. So
Sharon, yes. I want to know, you're at the shopping centre, you're out front of Collins,
yes,
where he's bought your ring, and it's left a green mark on your finger. and he's down on one knee. He's down on one knee, and you're looking at him. And in your brain, what's going on?
I was devastated because I knew I didn't want to do it.
So you're like, no.
Felt,
yeah.
But everyone was like, yay, and clapping, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do it here.
So, I can't do it here.
I couldn't just say no. You know, I couldn't. He looked so happy.
Wow.
And I felt so bad.
And then, so you waited 7 days. You gave him 7 days of bliss.
Yes,
and then, and then, what's the conversation
actually,
to end it?
I went down to my parents the next day and came back and ended it, basically.
And you just said, you know, that thing that happened at the shopping centre? Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I just said, look, sorry, I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
How long had you been together,
so
Sharon?
A year. So by your rights, I should have had 10 kids.
Oh, you get it done.
Yes. Oh, Sharon. Ah, well, all's well that ends well. Thanks for all your calls, Sydney. We'll see you soon. We like to surprise each other. I have no idea. You just said to me there's a Tinder baby. And
I've got
I said, sure, talk about it.
I've got a story. It's from my life, a mate of mine who's been going out on some dates. She's a great mate, and she straight up, as she was telling me this, she goes, you can talk about this. I know that people
you got permission.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So she went out on a date with this guy some time ago.
On Tinder.
They met on Tinder, went out on a date. Mm-hmm. Date didn't go that well.
Surprise,
I mean, it wasn't a bad date. It was just a whatever.
So no chemistry.
No chemistry. She's walked away from the date. That's fine. A day or two later, he's sent her a message going, hey, I think he figured it out as well, whatever. And he's going, hey, Do you want to have kids one day?
Okay, hang on. I feel like you've skipped a few steps. I feel like you've missed something.
It literally went from there to that point.
So they've gone, peck on the cheek. That was awkward.
Peck on the cheek.
Three days later, can I put a baby in you?
Can, He just went, do you want to have kids, was the question. And she was like, well, yeah, I do.
What?
And then he said, well, so do I. And I'm in my mid-40s and I've been pretty unlucky in relationships. It hasn't gone that well for me.
No, she did
but
not.
But I want another kid.
No.
Would you be interested?
Nah. Get away from my vagina.
In having a child with me.
No.
And she said, yep. So my mate is doing this. They are having a completely platonic baby. They're not in a relationship.
Did she at least look him up?
So what? She's looked him up. They've looked into it with each other. They've come up with
a Facebook stalk.
She's done a Facebook stalk.
That's not enough.
They are meeting. They've met the families. They've done all of that.
Wow.
He already has a kid to a previous relationship that he doesn't have a lot to do with.
Why?
Because of the mother.
Are we
the
sure about
custody
that?
Situation?
Okay.
So she. he sees the kid once a week, I think is the
this
case.
This is Benay-nay.
And he wants to be a dad. He just wants to be a dad. He wants to be in a kid's life. And she wants to be a mum. And for her, she's getting older and sort of she's like, well, this could be my option to be.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. A current of Tracy Grimshaw is furiously scribbling with her lip liner in the car on a bit of a Target receipt.
I have asked my every question. I've been devil's advocate. I've gone, buddy, I mean, come on.
But wait.
Like I'm in a shared custody situation with a child in a relationship.
Go back.
Yes.
Are they turkey basting it or are they IVFing it or how are they getting the baby? Oh my God. are they getting the baby?
I just
in
want
there?
You to know that my mate is more than happy to come on and talk about this, but I can answer this for her. They're doing roots. And I will.
First of all, we should have done a whole show on this. You're the worst at keeping secrets, like content. And like, so she's going to do roots.
She's going to have platonic sex, which has never existed in the history of it ever.
To make a baby. This could be the greatest plot line to a romantic comedy. They could
fall
totally
in
love.
It totally is. This is a movie.
During the process of the making of the child.
Yeah.
Now, have they got like, so they're getting together when she's fertile during ovulation.
Yes.
Cancel the rest of the show. I have too many questions. So they're going to get, during ovulation, they're going to get together and they're going to do roots.
Yeah.
And then they're going to hope that they get pregnant. That seems like an inexact science.
Yeah.
Presumably she's in her late 30s.
Yes.
So it's hard to get pregnant then.
Yes.
So they're going to keep at it.
Keep
have
going.
They got a timeline on before they turn to turkey baster?
That turkey baster has been brought up.
Okay.
Obviously.
I would be more comfortable with a turkey baster.
Well, because it is easier to fall pregnant through normal, whatever that is, normal sex.
Yes.
It's also easier to fall pregnant if the woman orgasms. So.
Oh, my God. Okay. So they're doing that. Terrific. And their families are on board with this? And where's the child going to live? And is the child going to be told? And what happens when they meet other people?
I think we need to get Kelly to give us a call.
Oh, my God. Why didn't we get Kelly on? Okay, put a pin in this. Oh, my God. But why?
The child's going to live with Kelly and her platonic friends for the first 6 months.
They're living together
for the first 6 months.
We need a reality crew on this stat. We need to film this.
Yep.
They're going to. So she's met someone. They didn't get along. He asked her to have a baby 3 days later. She agreed. They're doing roots to make the baby, and now they're going to live together.
Now, when you say it out like that, my friend seems a bit unhinged.
We will be following this story very closely. There's people are calling. They come. Sydney can't believe it.
And this is the point too. The one reason I wanted to talk about it on here is I love my mate, and I want all of her happiness to exist for her that she wants. But I don't think she's the only person doing this. I don't think that this is a rare story.
I think this is a very rare story.
I reckon it's happening more than you think.
Not one person.
One other person.
I don't think would have that.
Had a situation where they've had a relationship of convenience, so to speak, so that they could have a child.
Oh my God! Not like in that. That
Look, the phones
aren't
ringing.
There's not one person. That is banane-y.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're doing roots.
Yeah.
They're gonna live together.
They're gonna. Yep.
No.
Yep. For the first 6 months.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's live with someone we've known for a week and met off a dating app that's basically GPS in your genitals. Well, how did you guys meet, Mum and Dad?
I think
we didn't get along on a date from an app. You're an app baby, kid.
Well, there's plenty of Tinder babies already.
All right. right, we're going to become. We're going to get your mate on tomorrow.
We're going to have
everyone
more
stand by.
Yep.
We're going to get her on.
Yep.
I'm going to have a real chat. They started doing it because I might.
No, they start in a couple of weeks.
All right, I'm going to get into this girl's ear because I am not convinced. Can we get him on too?
I don't know.
Can
about
we get
him.
Them both
I've never
on?
Met him.
Well, I want to get them
they're
both.
Not,
on.
They're not that close.
Does she have his phone number?
No, just his Tinder profile.
And his sperm. Fantastic.
They're organising custody through Tinder.
Swipe right.
For school drop-off.
Then in 1060, we are going DEFCON 1, A Current Affair. Are you in a fight with your neighbour?
Oh, I love it. Neighbour disputes.
Oh, yeah. We want to hear about it. Are you in a complete standoff with your neighbour? Is it going off? Has there been aggressive notes? Oh, I love aggressive.
Neighbour wars.
Because, oh, God, I have such respect for this woman. So there was a lady, they have two, they live in, she shares a house with seven people, and they have two driveways, and it's a block of flats.
Yep.
And, somebody unknown to them in a silver Audi keeps blocking their car park, taking it
parking
away.
In the driveway.
So someone who doesn't live there parks their car in, but also takes up the two spots with the one car.
Absolute jerk.
Okay, now they don't know who it is.
One of the worst person in the world is somebody who parks over two car spaces in general.
It's always people with expensive cars.
It is.
Like Ferraris.
But they think they're more entitled than everybody else.
Two car parks.
Oh, I can't stand them.
I know, right?
Park, just take some time.
Exactly. Or just get a better car. So they've had it. The whole lot of them have had it. This one silver Audi keeps parking in the private car park that they're supposed to have.
Yep.
So she gets home and she sees it again and she's like, right. So she parks her little red Skoda behind it and blocks the Audi in.
Good.
She doesn't go to work.
Yep.
She sits at home and waits to catch whichever horrible person is parking there. She waits and waits. Finally, she has to leave the house. And so she gets her, she gets another neighbor to call her when the person arrives back to take the car. So she gets.
She's a hero, is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah. So she's a hero. So she got home to find a guy trying to manually push her Skoda out of the way. And she stands there and she's tapping her foot going, what are you doing? He's like, well, someone's blocked my car in. She goes, yeah, mate, me.
I did.
Because that is not your car park. That is my car park. Why do you keep parking in it? And he's like, because there's nowhere else to park. And she's like, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
It's my park.
That's why I pay rent.
And so she goes and she walks in the house.
Good on her. Just so, leaves him there.
Yeah. So he gets really angry and calls a mate. And she's looking out and there's two guys now trying to physically move her Skoda up the road. And she comes out and she stands there and watches them. She's just watching. And she's like, will you not park in my park again? And he's like, oh, no, this is really annoying. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So she got in her car and moved it again. But I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect her commitment.
That guy got schooled.
I respect that she took a day off work. I respect that she stood her ground. I respect
absolutely.
That she had her neighbour call her when she had to leave the house for a medical appointment. I respect, respect.
Good.
131060, are you in a dispute with your neighbour? It can be as the pettier the better. The pettier. For me, my neighbours put their bins over my driveway, and so I continually knock them over when I'm backing out.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy. Put your bins on your side of
on
the driveway.
Your drive.
Not on my driveway. I've got enough bins.
Do you know what I've got going on? Because I don't. The way my house is, I kind of don't have
a neighbour. No, you're on a corner. You're
it's the
corner.
Best. I love it. But somebody in my street, I don't know who, is leaving trolleys at my house. They are going to the shops and they are doing their shopping and they are coming back and they're leaving trolleys. So one trolley turns up, you're like, oh, there's one trolley. Because there's
but
a number
of
them.
You know when there's one trolley, someone will put
they
one in
breed.
The back.
Yep. Now there's a line of trolleys.
You need to
and I'm not doing anything about it.
You could make some money. You could put the little money $2 coin collectors in them.
No, that's gone. It's always gone.
All right, 131060, let's do a foot in the door. Let's do it. Neighbour disputes. We're going there. We want to hear it. Okay, do it. Call us now. There's movie tickets and crap.
We've got empty coffee cups.
Bondi Sands, tanning packs.
I've got a cracked phone.
Yeah.
I've got
a smiggle thing.
I don't even need this screen.
What
I don't know why
need?
It's there. There's a TV screen. Oh, look at this. This is a thing that holds, it holds paper.
131060. Are you in a dispute with your neighbour? Take my top.
You take her top. She's got no top on.
I got
a blue folder.
Okay. Take your Cossacks. I've never had so many calls. Oh, my God.
Juicy. There are a lot of people.
So many. We're talking about this because a lady got so sick of her neighbour parking in her car spot, she blocked him in for a day. She had to find out who it was. She took the day off work, blocked him in with her little car, and waited.
And she's a hero.
She's a hero.
Yep.
So in my eyes, I respect that.
Yep.
Respect that. Eliza in Como, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Very good.
You're in a dispute with your neighbour.
Yeah, I got the creepiest neighbour. When you there's no parking out the front of your house, you park out the front of his house, like on the grass where it's like council property.
Yeah.
And then what he does, he waits till like he watches you till you go inside, and then he moves his car. Like he has all the room in the driveway. He moves his car right next to yours, so close that you can't open your driver's door.
Why?
Why?
Are you allowed to park where you're parking?
Yeah, like it's council property. You're allowed to park there.
But
he does it on purpose.
It's his silent protest.
Yeah, and he just stands there and watches you try, like, you've got to climb from the passenger seat into the, like, seat. He stands there and watches you.
Oh, my God. You got to get out of your boot to get out of your car.
Eliza, it sounds like you're not going to stop. Nah. You're just going to keep doing that.
Don't stop, Eliza.
Yeah, no, all my friends come over and do it on purpose.
Yeah.
For the laugh of it.
I love that. This feels so AM talkback. I'm so proud of us. Where we want to be.
Yeah.
Amazing. Sure, we could be talking about the Kardashians like other stations, but no. We're doing AM
neighbor dispute.
Talkback. I love it. Ellen and Leichhardt, hello.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning.
You're in a dispute with your neighbour?
I am. So at the moment, we have construction at the back of our house.
Oh.
So where there's normally a fence and a veranda, it's all open.
Yeah.
And my next door neighbour goes and sits on the back deck just around the corner from where my room is, and he sits there and smokes. Mm. And normally it's at like 6 or 7 in the morning, and it's like, I'm getting up anyway, it's fine. Lately, because it's so hot, he's taken to getting up and smoking in the middle of the night. Like 3, 4, 5 a.m.
No. Well, that's just bad for your health.
When I see him the next day and he goes, how'd you sleep last night? Hot, wasn't it? I go, yeah, it was hot. And I don't say anything. And I smile and I'm nice to him.
No, don't smile. Not anymore, Ellen.
No, Ellen, what would you... Okay, right now I'm giving you the opportunity. Okay,
right.
I'm going to be him. I'll be him. All right? And you're you, funnily enough.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'll work on that.
Here we go. Hi, Ellen. How'd you sleep? It's pretty hot.
Not amazingly, actually.
Oh, why?
Because you smoke outside my bedroom window every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, which is creepy.
That is ridiculous. But I'll probably get lung cancer and die. I will stop doing that. Do you feel better, Ellen? Do you feel like you've purged? Yeah, she does. So much so, she's gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
Hello, Mia. Hello, Mia.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Now, you're in Glenmore Park and you're having a dispute.
Yes, I'm having an anonymous dispute with somebody who keeps stealing our shoes from out the front of our house, but not both, just one shoe.
Excellent.
And they're placing them in mysterious places around the neighbourhood.
I love that.
Whoever you are, if you're Another listening hero. To this, you're the best.
Yeah.
That is great. Just one shoe.
It is extremely frustrating.
Where are you finding them?
I had my brother's work boot, so one work boot stolen, and my neighbour had found it inside their bin.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's not really hiding it. That's throwing it out.
Mia, have you fantasised about setting up, like, a secret camera or at least just...
We have purchased a camera. We've also put in a sensor light, which has not stopped the culprit. They continue to steal them with the sensor light, so we're going to have to put a camera up to
She's going
to
next
catch
level.
Them,
you know, this is crazy, but I think the other alternative is stop leaving your shoes out the front of the house.
That's not fun. And it's a free country. They should be able to put their shoes wherever they want. I love how it's escalating. Seeing there's just going to be security guards at the front of their house,
yeah.
Just armed.
Yeah.
Hello, Lauren in Blacktown.
Hi.
You're in a dispute with your neighbour?
Yes. Every day when it's really, really hot, he comes out and he's in his D-string. He isn't a skinny bloke. He's a really big guy and he walks around in the D-string and it's not nice.
Oh, I think that's amazing.
Good on him.
Have you taken footage? Have you got footage of this?
Well, we do, because one night the police got called because my dad and him had a brawl over the fence.
Was he in his G-string at the time?
Yes, he was.
That is the best. Get your dad to put on a G-string, and then it's just dad fight, G-string style.
How do you fight with someone who's wearing a G-string in front
hard.
Of you? That's pretty
You can't fight a man in a G-string.
I mean, they're trying to take away his right to wear a G-banger.
Yeah.
You know?
They are.
You know?
It's oppression.
You're oppressing
man has a right to wear his G-string. Maybe it's not a G-string. He sounds portly. It could just be a normal pair of Speedos.
Lauren, we need Lauren to... could just be a pair of pants.
Yeah,
regular
pants. She's got a hungry bum.
I have hungry bum.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I know. I get hungry bum all the time. Lauren, can you please DM us a photo on Instagram? Can you send us a photo? Loz?
I might be able to.
Amazing.
We promise we won't show anyone.
Yeah, we probably will. We'll blur his head, though. That would be amazing. Just send it to us. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait to get that photo.
What is going on? Listen, we have a little sheet here that tells us what we need to talk about next in case we get a bit confused because it's early in the morning and we're a bit silly in the brain. And here it says, M's period chat. And I imagine you're going to talk about the 1920s or the 1840s, like a period.
No.
What are you talking about?
Menstruation.
Oh, blood flow.
You know what? There's a lot of alarms going off in 45-year-old radio executives' offices right now.
Yeah, a lot of men.
Because I've said period three times
They get irky.
They get so worried. They're like, Em, can you use other words?
Don't talk about this.
Please don't
talk
about
the thing
this.
That gives everyone life.
Because please don't, because not half the population get it at some point in their life.
They all bleed.
Yeah, I think it's a thing that happens and we can't be disgusted by it anymore. And it's something I owe the entire team an apology. But I'm,
no, you don't.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
We start.
I know what you're about to say.
Shut up, Christian.
Everybody but Christian deserves an apology.
And this kind of felt, I'm like, is this sexist talking about this? I don't know. But I think I suffer from horrific PMS. Premenstrual syndrome, I get so stabby and it's bad. And I don't know if there's any women out there who are the same. I have out of body experiences where I can see myself being irrational.
Is it called premenstrual syndrome?
Yeah.
I thought it was premenstrual stress.
I mean, you would know. You've got a vagina.
No.
So.
I asked the question, Jesus, has it stopped yet?
Shut up! I don't know. I might be wrong. I always thought it was.
I don't know.
Is it stress?
I don't have a vagina. I always thought it was stress.
I feel like stress isn't heavy enough for what I have.
It's a syndrome.
I feel like stress kind of alludes to the fact syndrome. If I had a massage, it would go away. I need to be shot with an elephant tranquilizer to calm down when I get it.
According to the internet, it's a syndrome.
Right. There you go.
I would have thought the person with ovaries was right.
I didn't argue it. I wanted to be informed.
He's a feminist, you guys. He's a feminist. Harley's a feminist. You wish you got your period, don't you?
No, I actually don't envy you at all in any way. I think it's an amazing ordeal for your body to have to go under every month for how long? Like on average 50, well no. So
it's shocking.
Puberty's, let's say 10.
Too long. But anyway, I get out of body experience. I watch myself being unreasonable from up top. And like, I'm going, Em, shut up. Don't say that. Don't argue that point. I got into a fight with my daughter in the car because she forgot to put sun cream on that ended in body image and not weighing yourself. Like, I went on a complete rant of, she got in the car. Are you wearing sun cream? Because it's been 1,000 degrees and she's a redhead with pale skin. Are you wearing sun cream? No. Right. Well, you're going to get skin cancer if you get burned today. And what? Have you eaten breakfast? No. Right. Well, have you got an eating disorder?
You cut sick.
And I'm watching myself going, Em, you have PMS. Stop it. So, nah, I just
and
get
you can't.
I can't. I'm so unreasonable. And I got into work and I have been shouty and yelly. I walked in and I said, did you guys start the meeting without me? How dare you?
You did. You bit narc yesterday.
Snappy.
It was a little bit, did you start the meeting? I just thought
you were being funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. But I just want to warn Sydney, I am your new breakfast host. And occasionally I'm going to be a bit shoutier, but it's all good. It's gone away today.
What? Sometimes I get a bit grumpy.
Fantastic. To you? Yeah. Get your man period.
I get a man period.
So sometimes there's going to be period chat on this show because it's something that dominates my life.
Yes.
Okay? We'll call it snatch chat if that makes people more comfortable.
Snatch
chat. Is that an offensive word? Can I say it?
We've said it, haven't we?
Is that like for kids
Mics
in cars?
On.
Is that bad for kids in cars? Emstration. Someone just wrote...
Emstration.
Oh, who wrote that? Stop the show. Who came up? Jace, get in here. Our boss...
Did you come up with Emstration?
The boss of the whole radio station has just
content
earned
director.
His yearly wage.
Emstration.
The content director of Today FM
All he's had to do is swap letters around.
Has written Emstration.
You're welcome.
Get, What the? You have been in radio too long, dickhead. Too long.
Hey, Jace, did you high-five yourself when you came up with that?
I had a little lull. I'm just waiting for the jingle from you now, Em. If you could sing it, that'd be great.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Hey, Starly, let's pretend like we didn't say hello off air. Welcome.
Welcome, Starly.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Now, you are a Sydney singer. You yes. have a song out at the moment. We should play a bit. Benny, have we got it?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't stop the tears from falling down.
Love that song.
Good tune.
Now, Starly, I feel particularly attached to you because, well, first of all, you've stuck it out. You've thought I've always wanted to be a singer too. Are we going to keep a tally of how many times I mentioned the fact that I'm a singer? Are we going to keep that tally
as
well?
Yeah, we are. 120.
And you've been at times, this song came out of you feeling like, I'm going to give up because I don't know if this career is going to happen. Is this,
Yeah. I had a few times when I wanted to give up, but this was like the final. I was like, oh my God, I'm really going to give up this time. I don't care. Like, this is the time. I'm going to leave.
I hear you, sister.
And,
yeah,
I love it. If this were the autobiography of your life, this is so good. You wrote a song and then it became a massive hit.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic because, like, I wrote it when I wanted to walk away and I thought that, you know, it was never going to happen. And then because of the song that I wrote, I just went from not only being a songwriter, but then to being an artist that was like recognized now in the world a little bit, starting to be.
Nah, man, you're
and,
legit.
Like, it's pretty, it's pretty crazy. Like, it just completely did a 180. So it's insane.
Are you pinching yourself? Like, what are you just, are you loving it? You're on iTunes. You're a thing. You're a singer now. You don't have to write anything
else.
Just
when I thought I was out, you dragged me back in.
Are you so, like, I'm so happy for you. I get
Thank you, man.
Both
Thanks
of us
so
get
much.
It. You plug away and you think you're singing and performing comedy or whatever we do to an empty room. And then all of a sudden the world goes, oh, you're good. And you go, I know.
Yeah, yeah. I've been here.
Yeah. And I think because I'm like, I'm 28 now, you know, a lot of people had sort of given up on me kind
old.
Of thing. Yeah, they're like, oh, you never. Man. Yeah, but you know, like people are like, oh, you know, oh, she's never going to make it. If she hasn't made it by now. And they, everybody just seems to have an opinion of you.
Oh,
even if you don't even talk to them like once a year, you know, a family member or something. And they all have an opinion.
Yeah.
And it's really awkward. It's just like, why do you care so much about what I do with my life? And so that also adds to the insanity and the pressure.
Yeah. Oh, we hate them. We hate them people.
Oh,
and don't you love that at 28 you're considered a mature age pop person? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
No, I love that. So good. So, Starly, you're from Sydney, and but I love that you went to London, you went everywhere. So are you back full time here with us, or do we own you? Can we claim you? Because we do love to claim someone who's successful.
You can claim me for sure. I have an Australian passport.
Yeah. We take New Zealand too, you know that.
Yeah.
We take it if you wanted that one.
If you're good, we'll own you.
Yeah. I went to check. Do you listen to Nao?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
good.
But I'm a big pop head. Like,
oh, I love
I love
you.
Pop music.
Me
like
too.
It's ridiculous. I'm embarrassing. My favorite singer is Mariah Carey.
Oh,
and I was defending her so much when everyone was hating on her. I was defending her like crazy. She's my favorite.
Me too. Oh, love me so much.
She's amazing, and she's signed to Epic, which I'm signed to in the States.
Shut up.
And I'm like, they're saying I get to meet her soon, and I'm like,
oh my God, Starly. Okay,
but I'm not allowed to talk about.
Into glitter.
I'm not allowed to talk about any of the things that I wanted to say, but because they said that it would make her feel old. So I'm not allowed to say that because when I seen her when I was like 14 and then I went to go and get her autograph and like she left, like she signed autographs for like 10 minutes and then she left through the roof of the building.
This is such a dream come
true. Like a superhero.
Yeah.
You've not only almost quit at 28, but you've signed to the same label as your goddamn hero.
Yeah.
Well,
she's my hero,
I'm so, in a non dodgy and condescending way, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh my God. Well, you are going to hang around for us and you're going to sing because we just want to do that. If we have singers on the show, we're going to sing because some artists, when we ask them, just panic and ask if we can have auto tune put in. We're like, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're not going to name names.
No,
Nathaniel. Starly, you're an absolute gem. You can find her at Facebook at Starly Music Official, Instagram, Starly Music. But look, on your radio, on the iTunes charts, heading to the States, you're smashing it. We love you. Make sure you don't forget us when you're massive.
Thank you so much. Guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks, sweetie. And here is Starly with her hit Call On Me live.
When you're low and your knees can't rise. You feel helpless and you're looking to the sky. Some people would say to accept their fate. Well, if this is fate, then we'll find a way to cheat. Cause oh, we'll say a little prayer. But oh, if the answer isn't fair, you know you can call on me when you need somebody. Call on me when you can't stop the tears from falling down. The Calvary and the help don't come. Well, then we'll find a way to dodge a smoking gun. Cause oh, we'll say a little prayer. But oh, if the answer isn't fair, then call on me. Yeah, when you need somebody, call on me. You can't stop the tears from falling down. You need somebody to cling to. When you need someone, you need someone to dry your tears. When you need someone, you need somebody to cling to. Just call on me, love, on me, yeah. Just call on me, love, on me.
Thanks, darling.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I am in a situation, and sometimes this happens with little kids, where they develop theories, their own crackpot theories, that are completely wrong.
Oh, mate.
But there is no way you can convince them they're right.
No, and sometimes you just want to go, you're an idiot.
Oh, I say it. I know Leo has a few.
Oh.
Doesn't he?
Well, the other day I was trying to talk about something. I don't even know how it came up, and he just was like, oh, no, I'm going to pay for the house. I was like, what's that, mate? What's that, 6 year old? He goes, yeah, I'm going to pay for the house. I'm like, and how's that going to happen there, champ? Yeah. And he goes, with secret business that I'll be doing with the Queen of England. That's like word for word what he said. I'm like, what are you even on about?
I love that. I love that. Well, my daughter Odette has a theory about the tides.
Yeah,
the ocean.
Yeah.
And I don't know how.
She's formed her own theory about the tides.
And we argued for 2 hours.
Like, really?
And I'm about to play you her theory.
Okay.
Now, I want you to understand she's the sweetest kid in the world, but she's the end of it.
I think she's absolutely lovely.
But she was at the end of her tether. 2 hours of arguing with me, I finally hit record on my iPhone. Okay, now this is already at the end of her tether with mummy because I'm fighting her. I'm showing her Google. She doesn't care. Odie feels that you listen.
The water comes out and then it goes back in.
But if you're standing on the shore, the tide comes in to you.
No.
And goes out.
No.
Yes.
No.
If you're on the shore facing the horizon.
No.
The tide.
No.
Explain it to me.
So the water's coming in, it's coming out to us.
But why is it coming out to you?
Because it's marching out to us, but then it's coming back in.
But at the end of the day, it goes home.
Yes.
No, baby.
Yes.
We set the tide.
No.
So we stand
no.
on... Just listen to me.
No.
But you're not right.
No. No.
I love it.
So upset Jeez. With you. No. No!
How dare you?
Who would have thought that's the word that kids learn first as well?
She is so rock steady crew on that. The tide lives at the horizon in a house and it visits you during the day and then it goes back in.
So the tide's out
yes,
when it's up.
Yeah.
When it's high tide, it's out. out. When it's low tide, it's in. Very confusing. It's hurting my brain. There's fishermen all over the country and they're going, I don't know what's going on.
I know. I love it so much. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, that's my daughter.
And also, Odie, you're wrong.
Babes, you're so wrong. She's going to call the show. You realize that. She's trying to because she's got a little stubby fingers.
Take it to me, Odie.